I'm Isaac Chosich for KRHS 90.1 FM, and we are welcoming Rittner's new head principal, Gary Spiller, to the station. Mr. Spiller recently came from McClure High School District in Ferguson, Florissant District, and was an educator and administrator in Los Angeles. Spiller officially became the principal of Rittner High School on July 1st, 2014. I am DJ Isaac Noonan, and this is DJ Spilla. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Isaac?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So when you were a child, what did you see yourself doing in the future?
Whenever I was a kid, I was like a lot of kids. I think that whenever I was younger, I always wanted to be a baseball player or a basketball player or a football player. Then I got a little bit older in high school, and I figured, hey, those probably aren't going to be for me. So the things I thought about doing were I thought about being an FBI agent. I thought that would have been pretty cool. Yeah. I thought about being like a youth pastor to help out at church and be with kids. And also the third one is just be an educator, be a teacher and a coach. So those are like the three professions that I always kind of thought about and I was drawn to. But lo and behold, I became a principal.
Yep. So you obviously took that third path of becoming an educator.
Yeah, absolutely educator. I knew those folks, like for me, that made a difference in my life, and I knew I was like one of those kind of kids, like, hey, that helped me, I'd like to help others. So yeah, chose to be an educator to make a difference. So
okay, where did you start going to school?
I chose to go to Concordia University in Nebraska. I got an athletic and academic scholarship to go up there. They had a good education program. I majored in secondary education. I was a social studies teacher, and they had like a minor emphasis area of sociology. So loved people, loved educating, loved working with others. So got my bachelor's there, and I got my master's out in Pepperdine University out in Malibu, California. Loved it. Probably one of the most beautiful campuses in the world. Great world-class program as well. So got my master's there, and I've also taken classes at SIU Edwardsville. So
nice.
Yeah.
What jobs did you have before you started working in schools? Like,
all right, I think everybody's had some jobs.
Yeah.
couple jobs I'll give you. I mean, as a lot of little kids, I was a paper boy for my neighborhood, so people don't really read newspapers anymore. Everything's electronic media.
Yeah.
Now, but I used to be the kid that would chuck the papers at the houses. When I was in high school, I had a disgusting job. I worked in the meat department of a local grocery store, so I would clean out all the rotten meat and have to clean up all the blood. It was just disgusting. I was like, I cannot do this the rest of my life.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's horrible and disgusting. Third one that I had, when I was in college, I was a tutor. It was kind of different or unusual. I was a tutor for like the sociology and the history and all that kind of stuff. But I was an astronomy tutor.
Yeah.
I was in astronomy class, did well in it. And I was a tutor for the program, which was different because I'm not a science guy. But, I enjoyed the class. So,
yeah. So how has working with children affected your life?
It's made my life definitely different for the better. It's a fulfilling job. I love working with kids of all ages. I used to be a camp counselor for the little guys back when I was in high school and college. I did a middle school student teaching experience. But I've always been drawn to high school. I think that this is an amazing age.
Yeah.
You guys are off and on to do some great things. So again, it's just made my life better. I know it's rich on a daily basis. I get to have a chance to interact with, work with, meet, support as many kids as I can. That's kind of how I view my role as a principal. I'm a servant leader. I'm here to help as much as possible and help lead kids to their own path of greatness. So, yeah, I love it. It's very rewarding.
So you worked in Los Angeles before. How was working out there?
Loved it. Probably one of the best jobs I ever had. I did work dropout prevention and recovery throughout Los Angeles and Los Angeles County, and I had an opportunity to work with a lot of great kids, great families, some very difficult situations, but just the work itself was so rewarding. Los Angeles, if you've ever been there, is an interesting place. Very diverse. It's awesome. I love the people. I love the culture. It's West Coast living for real.
Yeah.
It's pretty laid back, but people are people. No matter where you go, people are people. I just loved it. I think it's, what you see on TV, yes, but it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit more organic whenever you get out there. I mean, I'd see stars all the time, or, have an opportunity to go I could surf and ski up in the mountains and snow on the same day. I mean, you can do whatever you want, get into whatever you want, whenever you want, and just have a great time. But we enjoyed our time out there, my wife and I, and decided to come on back to St. Louis.
I'm sure the weather over there was a lot more.
Beautiful, man. Yeah. It was like God turned on the air conditioning for you. I mean, it was perfect. You know, every day, like, you never had to watch the forecast because it doesn't rain, and it's always like 70, sunny and 70, you know. So gets heated a little bit hot during the day. Yeah. Night is cool, but on average, you know, 70 to 80, you're always good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw that you're a fan of college sports. Who's your favorite team?
I am, and I am University of Illinois Fighting Illini nut. I love college sports. I love it, love it, love it. You know, the pros are kind of baby because they get paid millions of dollars. College kids, man, they're really good at what they do, and they fight for it. But my team, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, is the University of Illinois. I've always had an affinity for their programs. Football, they're not very good. Basketball, they're on their way. So as long as we beat Mizzou every year, I'm good.
All right. Did you play any sports during college?
I did. I had an opportunity to play college basketball. So it was good. You know, it was something that helped me to get to school, get through school. I enjoyed my time doing that.
Were you any good?
I was decent. I was decent. You know, obviously, I never got paid to play basketball, so I'm not Derrick Rose or anything like that. But I was good in high school. I was 2-time All-State. You know, I had my school's scoring record. I was the player of the year for my area. And then, you know, in college, I was 2-time Academic All-American. You know, so, but, you know, the emphasis for me was more the academic thing. You know, I got a chance to go to college. I knew that was important. I'd been the first in my family unit to get that college degree. So really, it wasn't about basketball anymore. It was about going to school, getting your education, and moving on. You know, you see those commercials where they say you're going to go pro in something. Well, I knew I wasn't going to be a pro basketball player, so I needed to craft my route and chose education. So,
all right. I also saw you were an active member at your church. Where do you go?
Well, I go to my family and I go to Grace East over in Granite City, Illinois. It's like the East Campus of the Big Grace in Maryland Heights. So, love it. It's a good church.
You ever have to use your principal skills there?
No. When I go there, I'm not Mr. Spiller. I'm husband, I'm dad, I'm just Gary. You know, I'm not Mr. Spiller. I don't want to use principal skill of the church. I mean, again, you know, I think for me, I'm a natural introvert, so I give and give and give throughout the week. On the weekend, you know, I kind of just want to be part of something. Yeah. You know, I don't need to be out front all the time. I just like being dad and being a husband and being a member, you know, of something that's bigger, that's doing some good stuff. So, yeah.
You also have a family, a wife, and 2 kids. Mm-hmm. What are your favorite things to do in St. Louis around with them?
You know, with my wife and kids, my wife is awesome. Her name's Kelly. My son is Bryce, and he's 9, and Kaylee is 5. Things we like doing in St. Louis, we just like hanging out together, whether that's going down to the zoo. My kids love the City Museum, so, you know, we're just hanging out down there. We go to athletic events, so we'll go to the Cardinals game or a Rams game, go catch some college basketball. A bragging rights game every now and then. Just, you know, I think as long as we're together here, we're good. For us, family first, always. You know, just really blessed to be a dad and be a husband. So, yeah.
There's always a lot of stuff you can do around St. Louis with your family.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's always a ton of things. But, again, the things that my kids like, they love that City Museum and they love the zoo. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick music break, and whenever we come back, we're going to talk some more Rittner-oriented questions with DJ Spilla. So Corey's gonna put on some music over the break. Before we get into the Rittner stuff, over the break, me and Mr. Spilla were talking about celebrities and musicians, and he was talking about all the celebrity sightings he had while he was in Los Angeles. He's met a lot of people.
there were a few.
So what does the life of Mr. Spiller consist of at Rittner?
It is busy. We are off and running on a daily basis, running in the right direction right now. You know, what does a day in the life consist of? you know, I liken it to being, like a first responder, like a smoke jumper. You know, you have a plan and you jump in. There's so much going on around you. So, you know, you're helping, you're assisting, you're putting out fires, you're trying to drive things forward and just making sure the school has what it needs and our kids have what they need. So day in the life, you know, I can have, you know, a million and one things planned. And may not accomplish all of them in a day, but that's why you have after hours to get some things done as well. So, yeah, it's a great job. It's a rewarding job. You know, I love it being here at Rittner High School. You know, I love being a Husky. But, yeah, definitely busy. Definitely a busy time.
So there's already been a few changes here. Do you have more planned for the future of Rittner?
Definitely. I think, you know, it's one of those things right now, coming into any new place, you know, I have to respect the culture and respect, you know, what's already there and what has been established. You know, in doing so, you know, you can make some minor tweaks. You know, I just had a conversation with some students in the hall about getting rid of clear backpacks, you know, and why we did that, you know, and again, it's one of those things, as I explained to them, you know, a clear backpack or a non-clear backpack, you know, if somebody wants to get something they shouldn't have, they're going to figure out a way to get it in. So I'd rather treat you, you know, as students, and I, you know, and get you ready for college. In college, you're going to be able to carry your backpacks and carry your stuff to school or to class. So I'd rather start that here. You know, I vision schools being better than society. I think we are better in society. We got a lot of great things going on here. So there's been some minor changes, but if I'm looking at, you know, some changes that could be coming down the road, it's just building a foundation right now, looking at, you know, this college and career piece, really trying to look at ways to support our kids to make sure they have what they need in order to be competitive. Number one, whenever they go off to college, just get them everything that they need, whether that be, you know, some soft skills and how to interact and work with people. Hard skills, like if they're going on to technical field, you know, like what we're doing right now. A lot of students around the nation don't have an opportunity to have a radio studio and build and develop these skills. So that's huge. And also the content-based stuff to make sure they're competitive whenever they're going out to college. Career-wise, just trying to make as many connections within the St. Louis region as possible to make sure that we can have a strong and viable workforce, you know, for the future. And just, again, make those connections so we can help our students to get jobs and be ready to step in and be competitive in the career field if they choose not to go to college. I think, you know, it's one of those things you guys have heard me say. Got those three E's. Are you enrolled, enlisted, or employed? What's going to be your track? Are you going to be on? You know, if you choose to go to military, I'll help you. If you choose to go to college, I'll help you. If you choose to get a job, I'll help you. And I shouldn't say we will help you at the school. So it's just trying to address those three E's. I think future plans, big emphasis on that, and trying to grow that piece of the school for us. So,
all right. So one of the changes that we've already had are the hall sweeps. How have the hall sweeps been working out?
Hall sweeps are awesome. They're awesome. You know, I think that one of the reasons we did that, so you always have to have a purpose. You always have to begin with the end in mind. So the reason that we did that is our number one issue, you know, for looking at our discipline data or referral data, is we had a ton of hall sweep referrals. And if you think about that, you know, you don't get a referral until after, like, the fourth tardy or the eighth tardy or the 12th, you know. So incrementally it goes up. But we have had over 20,000 tardies here as a school last year, and that's crazy. You know, whenever I look at tardies, I always call it, like, the silent killer of education, because it's, like, 1 minute, which leads to five, which leads to 10. And you're losing instructional time. As an educational leader, I feel like one of the main things I need to do is keep our instructional time sacred, so our kids have time to be on task, to learn, to be creative, get hands-on, and do what they need to do. But if we're not getting to class on time, that means we're not prepared and we're losing our minutes. We're not ultimately going to be prepared for that college and career goal that I just talked about of being ready down the road. One thing I do want to say about hall sweeps, I know I am DJ Spilla, but DJ Spilla does not select all the music for hall sweeps. I take in an awful lot of requests. You know, today, Officer Ravens, our SRO, I'm going to give him a shout-out. He picked MC Hammer. Can't touch this. That's not Mr. Spiller's pick. That was Officer Ravens. So, again, you know, I take in all types of music. You guys have heard everything from oldies and new stuff, from hip-hop to pop to rock. You know, trying to work in some country, do all that. You know, there's a little bit of everything out there. But hall sweeps have been good. I think it's we're getting students to move with purpose. If you ever, well, you don't ever see it. But after the music stops, man, our halls are empty, and it's peaceful and quiet, and everybody's where they're supposed to be. So they've been good. They've been really good.
Good.
Yeah.
What makes Rittner stick out from the other schools you've worked at?
I think the number one thing with Rittner is I love our students. I love, you know, just the potential here. I mean, we've got an awful lot of good things going on. I think we got a lot of great things to come. But we've got some unbelievable students who are dedicated to our school, who do a lot of really cool things, great things on a daily basis, and who are going places. You know, announcements this morning, you heard me say, you know, dream bigger, you know, work harder and achieve more. I think that we're doing that on a daily basis. Yeah. You know, my teachers, our teachers understand that, you know, it's every student, every hour of every day. We got to make sure that we're pouring into our kids to, you know, so they can have what they need to be successful. But the thing that sticks out is just our student body, man. The character, the class, the energy, the diversity. I love the diversity of our student population. It's just a great place to be. And I think it's more so reflective of, you know, the greater population outside versus other high schools. Yeah. Other high schools in the area, you know, are not as diverse. But Ritner's, it's a special place.
Yeah. It's real diverse. It's like the real world.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, no, it's an excellent place. And, again, we got a lot of good stuff going on.
What have been your biggest obstacles moving into the Ritner School District?
Obstacles here are just like anything else. Yeah. You start something new, and you don't know everything, you know. You know, so there's a learning curve of just getting to know things, and that's, you know, policies and procedures, so like all the technical stuff. And then there's like that informal piece of just learning the culture and learning, you know, some of those phantom rules that, well, we've done it this way forever. This is how it's done, and respecting those things while trying to promote and build change. I think, you know, not everybody's receptive to change all the time, you know, and it takes time, and you have to definitely respect those around you. And, you know, but again, you know, my charge is to continue to help Ritner High School to move forward and to help our kids to be successful and ultimately help this place and this school and community be successful. And that's what we're doing. But the toughest thing has just been getting in here and learning the new place. It's a new land for me.
Yeah.
Learn the culture, learn the policies, learn the procedure. The most important thing is, away from all of that stuff, is the people. You know, it's putting people first. So that's been a good thing. It's a challenge. In my last place, I knew everyone. I knew, you know, all my kids, right? You know, it's, you develop that, you grow that. So hopefully here in the near future, I definitely will have all the names down and we'll be moving forward. So,
good.
Yeah.
So we're going to be wrapping up here in a minute. So is there anything you'd like to ask? Is there anything we didn't ask you that you'd like to say to our audience?
I think the main thing, one thing I'll say just kind of in signing off here is, just for, you know, all those in our learning community and greater community that are listening, just continue to give your best effort in all that you do. I know here we talk an awful lot this year about this whole thing of Husky pride, and that's having a personal responsibility in your daily effort or education. It's just make sure that we're putting our best foot forward in each and everything that we do. You may not, you know, hit your goal every single time, but as long as you're working hard and you're focused and you're working the right way, I think you can be successful, whatever it is that you choose to do. So, again, just a little nugget of knowledge. Continue to put the best foot forward. Sky's the limit. And, again, as always, dream bigger, work harder, and achieve more.
Nice way to end it off. That was DJ Spilla. And I'm Isaac Newton, and this interview has come to a conclusion.
All right. Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you.